The reading this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 to 8. This can be found on page 708 of the Pew Bible. Isaiah 25, verses 6 to 8, page 708. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. Amen.
I like colour. The brighter, the better. Be it primary or secondary shades, it's always been that way. And so whether it's art or graphics, the colours used often attract. They stimulate. They bring lightness and relief to what otherwise might be less so. That's what attracted me to this image. At first glance, it looks to be a chaotic mess. An accident, perhaps. A spillage of paint rather than design. But look again. For in the midst of this image is a creative explosion, as rich and vivid colours splash and spray in all directions. But look again, and you might recognise a Christian shape or symbol. Perhaps it's too subtle. Yet, if you look for it, you'll find it. And that combination of colour and shape and imagery, combined with a shape that suggests the cross, appealed. It made me think about all that it means, and the crucifixion afresh. It made me think of the resurrection. It made me think that God's activity is vivid, bold, and bright. That whether you accept that literally or metaphorically, the living God brings colour to his creation. His involvement with it, his intervention within it, all are colourful. And all of it adds something more. Much more than we should and could expect. More than already exists, and more than we could ever imagine. But if colour such as this represents the living God, it's not always translated. Now I'm thinking of colour in a wider sense. I'm thinking of a vibrancy of people and place. I'm thinking of how the colour of vision and action and personality all combine to create an alternative lifestyle. I'm thinking of how the colour of love, compassion, forgiveness and action all combine in Jesus' name. I'm thinking of how the colour of prayer and sacrifice, of generosity and selflessness all combine as emblems of the Christian faith, forming what can only be described as eye-catching, bringing with it attraction and attractiveness. And that makes me think of four colours in particular, bringing white to mind, first of all. In it, purity and holiness are symbolised. And within that comes a sense of cleansing and of needing to be cleansed. That can either bring hope or it can bring condemnation. Yet Isaiah spoke of a banquet in preparation. In his imagery, the finest ingredients were present. No expense was spared. And God himself is seen to be involved in its preparation. A banquet with an invitation for you. And more than you, for all who come and all who believe. This is the marriage feast of the Lamb. Revelation refers to it, and Isaiah points to it. Jesus spoke of it to his disciples when he shared supper with them last, and Matthew made mention of it. It's the establishment of a new kingdom, the fulfillment of the new covenant. And according to Isaiah, it will take place on earth rather than in heaven. A time when evil will be overcome and all things will be made new. The overthrow of all that brings gloom, judgment, and terror. But think of white, and its opposite comes to mind, making the colour black symbolic. Symbolic of death and resurrection. Of death and destruction, rather. Of sadness and mourning. A present reality that affects us all, or will do, if not already. Yet Isaiah said that this will be brought to an end at that time. Jesus has paid the price for sin. He has redeemed. He has overcome the power of the grave. Yet many still don't know. And even if aware, still will not believe. Isaiah described it as a veil or a shroud, some form of covering that encompasses the world and stifles belief, allowing wretchedness to continue to prevail. It's what the Apostle Paul mentioned in his second letter to the Corinthians as he addressed the nation of Israel. And when Isaiah wrote, it was a message to the nations surrounding. But for you or me or anyone who comes to believe, that barrier is removed. For in Christ we can see clearly. That's when the meaning of creation becomes a reality. The person of Jesus becomes significant. The cross and what it represents makes sense. And the resurrection can be accepted. Until that day, death has still to be faced. But not as it once was. For now, there is a victory which enables us to overcome. It's what Paul described in his first letter to the Corinthian church. A new order of life that will never die again. Then there's a further colour with its own further meaning. Blue can signify the Lord's coming, such as during Advent, but it's a colour which represents much more. Think of well-being and of mindfulness. Think of coping in the midst of overwhelming odds, circumstances and pressures. Think of just keeping going day by day. Think of what many people experience as part of their experience. Then think again of Isaiah's words. For he said that there will come a day when everything which has been negative, everything that's been hurtful, everything that's caused us to look down rather than up, to feel down, all will be gone. But more than that, Isaiah said that whatever has caused shame or guilt will also cease. Then there will be no more accusations. And then there will be no more of the accuser. Leaving Isaiah with four final words, all of which point to one final color. The Lord has spoken, said the prophet, words which take us to Jesus and which direct us to the color red. For it's the sacrifice of the Son of God that is God's final word. It's all that Jesus has done which is displayed most prominently. And it's his blood which has made redemption possible. More than that, it's made a way for you and me to enter into what God has prepared for us. It's made a way for all who believe to enter also. It's made a way for all who have yet to believe to do the same. And it's made a way for all that we know and all that we understand to be renewed, to be restored, as we're reminded of it 39 times in the New Testament alone. This is not a color designed to make us feel unworthy or guilty. Instead, it's intended to bring a new sense of enrichment to our lives as we recognize what it means, who it's intended for, and what it continues to achieve. It just so happens that red is my favorite color. I can appreciate white, black, and blue, and what they mean. But I'm appreciating all the more what God has done. How that has embraced me. How that gives me a future and a hope. How that changes my past and has altered my present. That's what I see when I encounter the color red. And when I look at this image. But then, I wonder what you see. I wonder how you feel in response. And what difference it can make.